The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hassett, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Austin from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And a Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
Yes. You don't have your festive hat on that I brought for you.
It's too small for my large melon. But
that's probably
true. I'll just kind of prop it on top of the microphone,
headphones. Oh, there you go. I like that quite a bit. Yes.
Get it quick. It's falling off.
Hold on. Too late.
There we go. Yeah.
We'll post that later. Nice
New Year's.
I had a great New Year's.
Yeah?
Yeah. James and I took the boat out, and we puttered over to Lake Union.
Nice.
And ended up having dinner at Duke's, one of our favorite places.
Oh, yeah.
Duke's on Lake Union. And did their kind of late night happy hour, and then had the boat moored over there. And we got to hang out till the Space Needle went off, and got to watch the cool 10-minute display off the Space Needle. Had the dog with us, too, so Rusty got to chill out and have a good time and snacks on the boat and stuff. And then, like, literally the second those fireworks stopped, then we had that weird sleet hit.
Right, the muck hit.
Yeah.
The cold weather.
Yeah, so James was pulling all the ropes off of the dog, and he was trying to do it real quick because he had a little gap between his shirt and his pants, so he was getting a little cold, bent over there trying to get all of his stuff. He was like, "Whoa, it's kind of chilly." I'm like, "Well, we might need to buy you some new shirts this year."
Now, James, he's a plumber, right?
He looks like it sometimes.
No, I know better than that.
Oh yeah,
he's a home inspector, but he's got the plumber's outfit, so he can
do
his home inspection.
I have to tell him every once in a while that he needs to maybe buy a little bit longer shirts for that job because he has to bend over so much.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and there are times that you're like, people are looking at you.
Yeah.
You might want to fix that.
Well, good.
How was your New Year's?
Very
spent
nice.
Spent unpacking?
No. Yeah, well, partially. No. I had to get away from, couldn't look at another box, from unpacking of that.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, no, we were up on Camino Island with the family.
Right.
Had a nice, wonderful dinner up there at the Camino mm-hmm. Island Inn, which
they include any Dungies in there?
No Dungies in the meal. But, it's one of those fancy places. So it was they do a special meal on New Year's Eve. It was like a seven-course meal.
Are you saying at your brother's place
Camino,
or somewhere
no,
else?
No, this is actually a restaurant up there at the Camino Island Inn,
which
is a wonderful, wonderful place.
All right.
Beautiful, right on the water. I got to complain, though, because like
you?
Seven-course meal, and the starter course was called a 12-grape salad, which was delicious. But I counted. And it wasn't 12 grapes in there. There were 6 grapes that they cut in half. And so I got to call them out on that. Apart from that, it was
12 parts delicious. Of grape.
12 pieces of grape.
Is that going to be your grapes of wrath?
Apparently. I was very wrathful
about
that.
Grapes of wrath.
No. We had a good time. We had a pretty large group in there, and the proprietors were awesome.
I know your family.
Delightful.
Anyone who can put up with you guys, that's a place doing very well.
Happy to see us leave by the very end.
Yes.
But they all
you
have
a boisterous
faces,
bunch.
So, yeah, it was all.
But,
it was
but
all
they're
good.
Fun. I've had dinner with you and your brother Lance before. It was quite
it's
boisterous.
Always sort of interesting.
Oh, totally interesting. Yeah. Absolutely fascinating every time.
Our family is no different than most. I mean, every family thinks they have the craziest family, of all.
Oh, no. I know some dull ones. Trust me. There's some dull ones out there.
Yeah, we don't fit into that category.
No,
it's
not at all.
Always interesting.
Not at all.
Yeah. Everybody has something to say.
Oh, yeah. That's always one of the biggest challenges. My husband and I actually did have a conversation over the weekend about our communication styles. Because he wants the I talk, you talk. And I audit our shows all the time. I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, he complains that I talk over him. I'm like, I do that to everybody. Like, I do it on the show. I do it in life.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
But yeah, my whole family, I know, right? And my whole family. That's why I told them, I'm like, you're lucky we don't go spend the holidays with my family, especially on my mom's side of the family. Because if you heard my uncles go at it, and I don't mean like they're not arguing. It's just there's so many people in the room, and it gets loud and boisterous, and we go through these big waves and crescendos of sound where a conversation will start, and it just builds and builds and builds and builds, and everybody's talking over each other and talking to each other, and then, and then quiets down again, and then someone starts it up again, and just wave after wave. It was like being on the ocean. It's amazing. I always just say, if you don't talk, you know, like, you're just not going to get your stuff in.
Somebody's going to fill that void. Yeah. No matter what.
Oh,
whether
yeah.
you like it or not.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's always interesting. Family dynamics. But awesome. It's fun. The holidays are mostly over for everybody. But
I know.
You know, we do have a different kind of New Year's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese New Year.
Right.
That's Absolutely. Coming up later this month.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know that Chinese New Year can also sometimes impact your real estate transactions?
Yes, I do actually know that. Do you have that going on right now?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. But do you, tell me how you have the experience.
Well, I have customers that that are very, very concerned about the day the mm-hmm. transaction closes, and it needs to be, you know, a good date, a good mm-hmm. number, and a
yep.
good day. And
this year lands on January 26th.
Absolutely.
And so that's the whole thing, is Chinese New Year doesn't always land on the same day.
No, it doesn't. And it's based on the lunar mm-hmm. Schedule. And what are we, Year of the Rooster this year?
Oh, I see Jen over there nodding her head. I have not gone and checked.
I believe we are the Year of the Rooster.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm personally born Year of the Monkey.
The Red Fire Chicken, you know, but one of the, you know, one or the other.
Is that true? Red Fire Chicken?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, check me on it.
I'll just take you at your word, but
that's
I would feel free, I guess, to
goof
me.
Of my knowledge of the Chinese New Year. But,
well, yeah, so we have new construction. You asked whether or not we're being impacted by it. And so we have an investment client right now who is purchasing two properties through us. And so one of them is going to be closing in about a week.
Yeah.
And so actually today, Jen, who was with James, my husband, the inspector, up doing an inspection of this new construction property. They're doing the pre-inspection piece, the inspection piece before we have the orientation walkthrough with the builder and all that. So that'll close next week. But he has a second property that was under construction, and the original contract date went on February 2nd.
Mm.
And lo and behold, I mean, what typically, you know, you've been in the business a really long time. What typically happens in new construction?
It gets delayed.
Exactly. So most of the contract language talked about, you know, if the seller needs to delay for any reason, it has all these elements in the contract that allow for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it totally makes sense, because the builder's got to deal with subcontractors, they're dealing with products, they're dealing with weather,
yes.
so many things that impact their ability to complete their work.
Right.
Well, what's rare is that they pull it in. So we get under contract, and about a week into the deal, they send us a message and a contract page saying, we're pulling the date into January 26th.
Okay.
Have your client sign this.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't checked the calendar yet, but we contacted our client and said, hey, they're asking this. And he said, absolutely not.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, because he's like, that lands on Chinese New Year, and I cannot sign anything on Chinese New Year.
You have to respect that.
Yeah. And so we got into a battle back and forth with them. And it was really funny, Eric, because you know how we get into these things every once in a while. I actually ended up contacting my real estate attorney about it and mm-hmm. having her review the contract for me. Because in those situations, what a lot of people don't realize, and this will be a little talking point for our listeners, you know, we're always trying to provide something new and interesting for them to learn about what goes on in the real estate industry and what we can and can't do. Well, new construction often has maybe part of the contract is the stuff we have on the MLS forms,
mm-hmm.
but the builder contracts, technically we're supposed to be advising our client to have them reviewed by an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as we go off a typical MLS form, we're now potentially acting as an attorney.
You're practicing law.
We're practicing
yes,
law.
That's right. That's
of
right.
a sense. So I'm going back and forth, both me and my transaction coordinator going back and forth with the builder sales agent, and she's saying, no, it says this. And she's trying to point to a particular part of the contract. And then she started to threaten that if our client didn't do this, that he would be in default and the seller would have access to take his earnest money, and too bad, so sad for him. And I was, you don't threaten somebody.
Mm.
You know, you just don't do it. And so that was the first thing that ticked me off and also triggered, I need to get a hold of my attorney and ask her this. It just happened to be I already had like a holiday luncheon already booked with her to go see her anyway. So
well,
I was like, let me just bring my contract with me.
Yeah.
And so we got a chance to do that. Of course, I paid her for her time because otherwise it's worthless, you know, and, you know, because it's not real, you know, it's not real advice
right.
unless I'm actually engaging her in, you know, true practice.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had her look at it and she's like, no, that person's referring to a header of a section of the contract, and those are not, that's not something that could be enforceable.
Yeah.
So we went through it and we went back to them, and I kind of pushed the envelope with the listing agent and was like, I think you haven't told the builder our situation yet. Give me a name of somebody who has authority. And then she finally gave me a name of somebody. And then I questioned that person based on their title. Like, I need to know if you're a decision maker or not. And she got her feathers fluffed because I kind of said, I don't think you're really in charge. And but here's the thing. They totally backed down.
It's well, there
just,
you go.
You know, that was the whole thing. It was like they were just trying to set a position. And we're like, but you don't even have a legal, you know, way to sit on this, really,
right.
and be in the right in
yeah.
the right on
well,
it.
Good.
So
well, good.
Anyway,
they
so
came,
our,
they came around. So
yeah, after I beat him over the head, yes.
Well, there you go. So now, Reba, if your clients, your Chinese clients, if you're going mm-hmm. to give them a New Year, Chinese New Year's gift.
Yes.
Did you know there's 10 things you should never give?
I know knives for sure.
Knives for
anything
sure.
that represents cutting of the relationship.
Cutting of a relationship. Mm-hmm. No, nothing in a group of fours.
Yes.
Because
that's
the
like
sound,
death.
Sounds like death.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes. Sounds
yeah.
like evil. Handkerchiefs.
Huh? Okay.
It's basically a symbol of saying goodbye forever.
Ah.
Clocks. That means bad luck.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Pears.
Oh.
Sounds like parting.
Wow. You got to watch out because
yep.
Harry and David,
there
they're
you
known
go.
For
Stay
their pears.
Away from the pears.
Yeah. Get the apples.
Yep. Cut flowers because you give those
oh.
at a funeral.
Okay.
Umbrellas mean a breakup. Anything black or white.
Umbrellas mean a breakup.
Funeral.
No wonder Seattle has a hard time with relationships.
That's right. And no mirrors because that attracts ghosts. So there
but
you go.
But not vampires.
They're that's all right. More in enticing facts as we come back on Open House with Team Reba. Call us if you got questions, 866-712-1300.
Give us a call at 866-712-1300.